So you maybe will like. It says like this, that you're talking about the connection between the spiritual and the physical. The physical side is always pulling us down, and the spiritual side is just pulling us up. And so as we learn in the Gemara here in Kedushin, the Gemara says there are certain things which can the spiritual weapons. And once, like for example, davening, Kriya Shema, or Tefillah, and Torah. And if we use these spiritual energies of the Tefillah and the Torah, we get control over the physical side, and then the physical side services us. So like this, we're just victims. The physical side controls us, but if you do the spiritual meditations, you get power over the physical side. So then you get those blessings, the physical blessings. You get the health, the wealth, the children, the tranquility. Everything comes on the physical side because of the power of the spiritual side. That's the secret of basically Torah meditation. So, of course, Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah says the Sifrei Chaim U'Meisim Psuchim Lefanav. So it's a day in which God is deciding the physical things. And how do we approach it? Through the spiritual side. Daven, celebrate the day spiritually, then you get the power to control the whole year physically. You can get that. That's the whole point. I'm sorry to say that the Goyim nowadays, the Gentiles nowadays, they literally lost the message. They let themselves become so completely trapped by the physical side of the world, they basically trapped them. It's just a tragedy to see so many people are just and the physical side is not gentle. The physical side of the world can be very harsh. It's not gentle. Nature is not nature has no mercy. So only if you get Hashem to open up the Sha'arachim and the gates of mercy does the physical side all of a sudden become gentle. Otherwise, it's very harsh. So it's really very tragic because, for a long time, we take a little bit of credit to Christianity, which was the religion of the West, which comes out of Judaism, created a spiritual part of living. So that spirituality helped the Goyim deal with the harsh reality of the physical world. They had that spirituality of the Christian faith. But now that they lost it, now that they dropped being religious in any sense of the word, and now they don't have anything, it's unbelievable what's going on. It's really unbelievable. Basically, so much physical catastrophe, suicides, drug addictions, mental breakdowns. No families, no marriages, children without parents. It's unbelievable, the physical breakdown of the world around us because they left spirituality. Not so long ago, 100 years ago, they had families. They were not drug addicts. They weren't committing suicide. They were happy, sort of, with life because they had a Christian faith. But today, no faith. Just a victim of the physical world. Physical world is very harsh. Very harsh. Try to escape in drugs. It's a suicidal way of dealing with the problem of life. The only real way to deal with the problem of life is by spirituality. You use spirituality, somehow it's some magical thing. You can't explain it scientifically, but it's a supernatural, mystical connection. You daven well, and more or less, you get the physical blessings. So basically, that's what's going on in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So really, he says like this. He says that we think that this spiritual focus will produces for us, for the world, physical blessings. It's correct. It's true, correct. But there's another part to it which is even more astounding. When we human beings, this is the Shem Shmuel Zvot Chassidish, when we human beings focus on the spiritual side, we're actually creating blessings in the spiritual worlds. Just like when we do spiritual meditations, like prayer or learning Torah, we create physical blessings in this world, it also goes the other direction. He says that's the symbol of Yaakov Avinu's dream. Yaakov Avinu had a dream, he saw the angels going up and the angels going down. The angels going down means that the spiritual world is coming down into the physical to control the physical world. What are the angels going up? The angels going up means that Yaakov's meditations, he's doing tefillah, he's doing Torah, whatever, he's sending spiritual energy up into the spiritual world. That's a tremendous chiddush. The tremendous chiddush is that the human being not only is the ladder to bring spiritual power into the physical world, he can take this new spiritual power which he creates and send it up into the spiritual world. That's the chiddush. Now this idea is in all Kabbalah, all the Kabbalists are saying this, that what we do in this world affects the higher worlds. We don't experience it. We do see that the spiritual work we do creates physical blessings, that we see. But we don't see how our physical spiritual work here creates spiritual blessings in the upper worlds. But that we learn from the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah teaches us that. That what we do in this world affects the higher worlds. And when you affect the higher worlds, you create more energy coming down into this world. It's like a cycle of energy, an energy cycle where the energies from the upper worlds come down here, and we create, by being spiritual, we create energy to go back up and create more energy in the higher worlds to then recycle it back down to this world. There's a very famous book called Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is a book written by Reb Chaim, called Volozhin. He was the greatest student of the Vilna Gaon, and he lived in the town called Volozhin. He made the first yeshiva, modern yeshiva, we call. He wrote a book called Nefesh HaChaim. In this book, that's his most important point. His most important point is that when you learn Torah, you are creating new spiritual energy which goes to the higher worlds. Gets recycled, things comes down to these worlds. That's his most important point. There's also another, it's a very interesting book, you should read the Nefesh HaChaim. It's the Bible of the yeshiva movement, to learn in yeshiva, because he explains the benefits of learning Torah all the time. So, Rosh Hashanah is really the day. That's the day of creating spiritual energy for the whole year, and getting it down to this world to get the physical world to be a better place. Now, there's also, I want to say another thing here about, he talks about this too. You know, when you blow the shofar, there are a few different sounds. One sound is the tekiah, That's a very strong, straight sound. And then there's the genuchik, there's the shvarim and the chur. The middle sounds are these broken sounds. The Gemara says that those middle sounds, shvarim, chur, have to do with crying. Tekiah is a victory. It's you blow a trumpet, there's a victory. So he points this out here that in Rosh Hashanah there's a paradoxical feeling. By the way, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, he went through the Machzor in Rosh Hashanah. He showed how in the Machzor both of these ideas are there. There's a paradoxical idea going on. One idea is triumph. Triumph. We are marching with Hashem. It's glorious. And we have control with Hashem of the world and of the coming year. So that's the tekiah. Then there's another idea going on, which is almost a paradoxical opposite idea, is that we have a sense of failure, that we are losers. We don't control the world, and we are victims, and we have nothing to say, and we really don't deserve much because we're so lacking in what we do. So that's the genuche gonach, that's the crying part of it. Because Rosh Hashanah is a day of taking stock. And people are paradox. The truth is that human beings are paradox. Great things, terrible things. Every person is a paradox. He or she has great things, he or she has horrible things. So, the day of taking stock, so you blow the tekiah because of the great side, and you blow the Jewish shvarim because of the failure side. He says, that's really what it is. It's a combination of both of them. So he says like this, that because you're able to feel this inadequacy, that gives you the triumph. In other words, what he says, Shem Shmuel, is yes, you are a paradox. But you know what? Your paradox has a solution. The real core is the triumph. And because you are honest to know your inadequacy, that makes you triumphant. Because you are, he says, shafel, because you are humbled and have busha, he says, you're ashamed of yourself, that gives you the power to lift your head up. It's very interesting. He says, we say in the davening, the chassidish nusach, mashbil geyim u'magbir shfolim. So the way the chassidim say it in the davening, mashbil geyim ade aret. You take the pride and you bring it down to the earth. U'magbir shfolim, you take the humble, you lift them up ad marom, to the heaven. In other words, because we are humiliated or embarrassed by our shortcomings, mashbil geim ade aretz, then you get the magbir shfolim. Once you go down there, you get lifted up to the top. If you start with the pride, you're going to be lost. But if you start with humility, then at the end you will get the true pride. The true pride is to know I have the limitations of a human being, but I'm trying my best. That's something to be proud of. That I am trying, even with my limitations. So that's what he says, mashbil geyim u'magbir shfolim. He says that tzaddikim sheshfeilim be'enei atzmon, that they're humble and they realize their limitations and failures, then magbiim otam, then Hashem lifts them up to the sky. It's very interesting to vote. I think it captures the essence of what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are. In a certain way, it's a celebration of the human being, the human being's paradoxical nature. So I would celebrate. There's a certain piyut which I love very much on Yom Kippur. I don't know if you'll ever notice it. Yom Kippur, there's a piyut where he says like this. He says, God, you have everything. You have all the angels. And the angels are a wonderful symphony. They sing beautifully and they have a wonderful orchestra. But really, you prefer people who are limited. The angels are limitless, but you prefer limited people who are trying. Some guy the other day told me a very interesting one-liner from the Gera Rebbe, called Chidush HaRim. He said the following line. I think this was a very good, a good statement. He said, the Gera Rebbe said like this. He said, you know why it takes so long for Mashiach to come? Because God loves so much that people are trying when it's darkness, that he doesn't want to stop it. That's a good word. It's good. It's very good. Okay, it's dark.